If I have to believe what Apple told us on the Worldwide Developers Conference, then only 24% of us Mac users do a backup, and only 4% does this in an automated fashion. Now I know Time Machine and Leopard will perhaps change all this, but let's be honest, that will be quite a memory and resource hog thingy, I guess. Now, isn't it nice that for both these groups there is one company that created NLMAs that will help us out in a more humble way? Welcome to the 9th episode of the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast, the podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. This week's apps are Burn Again and SyncUp X, both of them of the same developer. Be sure to keep listening because again we'll be giving away 3 licenses for each of these 2 applications in this episode. As always, this is an enhanced podcast, meaning that you can always check out the artwork window in iTunes where you can find the link to click on and see immediately what I'm talking about. Even on your iPod, of course, you will see screenshots about what I'm talking. This will be a dual podcast, meaning that you're listening now to episode 9A and I'll be featuring episode 9B probably the same day as I'll be airing this episode. I hope I can fit them both into this same recording session here. First, listener feedback. Now, thanks for the tons of positive feedback I got in at last episode. And I was a bit astounded because I got a huge number of downloads and I just couldn't figure out where they came from. I didn't really find a referring site or something, so I wasn't posted on, let's say, Dig again. But I just couldn't find where it was all coming from. And then I went to the iTunes Music Store and bingo. Apparently I was put in the new and notable window of the technology section, which of course draws a lot more people to the podcast. Very nice indeed, lots of downloads, very happy. And also I mustn't forget to say thanks to Mark Shepherd, because he sent me a mail saying, thanks for brightening up my day. Now how many review podcasts can do that? Brightening up somebody's day by just giving a review. It must be a Neat Little Mac Apps podcast, I'm sure. Well, okay, let's go on to the application of the week. And for this episode, I will start by telling you something about Burn Again. What is it? Well, it allows you to burn multiple sessions with retaining only one CD icon on the desktop. So it's a multi-session burn application. You go like, uh-huh, so what else? No, not what else. This really is handy. You see, you have to do all kinds of special things to be able to burn multiple sessions in Apple. I think it's something they left out. I don't know why they don't try to get this working, but Apple doesn't do it natively on the system in a handy fashion. This application does. There are other neat features that I have to talk about when talking about this application, but I'll leave that for a bit further in the show. Current version is 2.5 universal binary and it has been created by Free Ride Coding. Now, why do I use this? Well, I still kind of like the idea of backing up to an offsite place. So CDs is for me a handy way for doing this. And second, an episode of the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast is about 200 megabytes, so I can get 3 concurrent episodes on a CD, but I don't have to wait until I got them all. So after I finished an episode, I can immediately go and back it up to my CDs. I also like some features of this application, and I'll be discussing those features in a minute. So how does this application perform in true life? Well, it's quite simple. You have a main window. I'm gonna take the application here. Burn Again. Okay. You have the main window and all you have to do is just insert an empty CD, drag and drop some folders you want to backup onto the main window where they will be displayed, of course, and hit Burn. Now, that's kinda simple, ain't it? Yes, it is, and that's exactly why I'm reviewing this application. For instance, I take an episode of the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast. I put the episodes and all the related files in one folder. I drag it up to Burn Again. I click burn, and then it goes to prepare the data. Why it has to prepare that data, I will tell you in a minute, and it will start burning it. After it has finished burning it, it will be reviewing the data and checking if everything is okay, and you have your CD with the name you will have given it and everything that belongs onto it. Now, if we go to the preference window, you will notice that Burn Again has quite some preferences for a simple application like this. I'll run them by and you will immediately know which features I kind of like about this application. Okay, so the first preference, of course, is the verification. If you want to be able to verify the disk after burning or not, you can, of course, choose the burn speed and the device it has to burn on. But then the neat features begin. First of all, you can store the latest burn item configuration on the CD you are burning. That means that Burn Again will kind of like put an invisible file on the CD you just burned, and on that file the folders that you have burned will be put in it. So the next time you enter that CD on your system and you open up Burn Again will show you the folders that you burned. Why is this handy? Okay, suppose in my case I have some pictures, small folder of pictures I want to keep track of. Now I burn that picture folder for the first time onto a CD, and that picture folder changes from time to time. Pictures come in and I want to burn them also. What do? I just insert that same disk I just burned those pictures on, and because of that remaining configuration file on the CD itself, Burn Again will know what folder I put on that CD and will put it in the main window automatically, so I don't have to add that picture folder again in the main window to burn it because I added some extra files on it. So it's quite handy for doing backups. The next feature is to disable incremental updating. Now, what does this mean? Well, Burn Again allows you to do an incremental update. Again, the explanation is handy when I take the picture folder. If I have added some pictures to that folder and I put the CD in again and Burn Again opens it, then I will see the folder and it will notice that some files have changed. Next time I click on burn, it won't burn the whole pictures folder, it will simply burn those few pictures I added to that specific folder. You can also see that at the bottom of the main screen, you will see that the size of files to burn will have changed, and it will show you how much extra megabytes it will have to burn. You can also, and this is handy, you can change the name of that CD at any given time. You will still only see one CD icon on your desktop. Very handy. The next feature is do not create files for resource forks. Now, why would you do that? Well, you can choose if it has to store resource forks or not. Next feature is do not resolve aliases or aliases. I don't know the real English pronunciation, I'm afraid. Let's say aliases, and that means it will or will not follow aliases. You know who that what that are, of course. To be burned, it's a bit the same principle, I think. OS X does it by default, and you can of course choose update. So you see, this is a very simple application, but with quite some handy features for backing up stuff. Now, why do I want to review Burn Again and SyncUpX in the same podcast? Well, because they are, well, first of all, from the same developer, and second of all, I believe they are quite related, because if you don't like this idea of backing up stuff to CDs, you can do it in another way. But that's for the second part of this podcast. So let's first continue with some tips to the developer. Believe it or not, but this morning I tried Burn Again once again for some proper testing and stuff and preparation, and it launched and then it quit, and it launched again and then it quit, and then I launched it like again, and it quit. Well, you get the picture. So, okay, this was a problem. So I went ahead and used Adam Christensen's from the Maccast way of handling software problems on your Macintosh. And that is, first of all, try and see if it is a user related problem. So I went ahead and I went into my admin account, started up the application there, no problems whatsoever. Okay, so it was a user related problem. Went back into my user folder, tried a bunch of different stuff, and eventually I ended up thinking, okay, did I change something to my system? Did I add something? And apparently I added one other program, Amendment. It's some sort of spell check pop-up thingy that I wanted to review. And apparently it puts a folder in the Input Managers folder that is in your library. And for one reason or another, if I put that folder there, so if I have installed Amendment, the Burn Again program quit it. If I took out that input manager, Burn Again worked. So I'm not quite sure where the problem is lying. I put it through to the developer. He's going to take a look at it, but perhaps it's Amendment too. Those two developers, talk to each other, guys. Check it out. See what's going wrong here. And perhaps you can solve it. Anyway, I'll keep you posted when this problem is handled, let's say. And so we can head off to the next topic, and that is letting you know who won one of the 5 AppSapper licenses. And the winners are Gina Galligan, Mark Malter, Fred Dixon, William C. Daly Jr., and Ola Breivik. I hope that Ola, I pronounced it correctly. Ola Breivik. Sounds both Swedish? Don't know. Well, anyway, don't forget, if you haven't won one of these licenses, the promo code still counts for $3 off, you know. NLMA Zapper is the promo code, and you can go and get AppSapper with a $3 discount. Okay, so now for the new contest, that means the Burn Again contest, you can win one of 3 licenses for this application. And all you have to do is tell me why you like the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast. Yes, it's quite simple. Just mail me and tell me what you like about the podcast. You can send in your response at contest@neatlittlemacapps.com. Okay, so I know you guys are used to have quite a short review, and I'm gonna splice this review up in 2 parts. You know that this was part A. I'm gonna add part B later on. Won't be long, of course. And in that part, I'll be discussing SyncUp X from the same developer, also for backing up stuff, but backing up stuff to a network drive, for example, or an external hard drive or a folder, and with some very neat features also. Okay, so check out the next episode also from the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast. Feel free, of course, always to hop in at the Neat Little Mac Apps website and leave your comments there. You can find the site at www.neatlittlemacapps.com. If you have an application that you think is truly special, or if you're a developer who thinks that his app is amazing, be sure to let me know and I'll gladly give it a shot, and perhaps it winds up in the show. You can always mail me at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com, or you can use the feedback form on the site. You can also check out the press kit if you're interested in supporting this show, and with the way that things are going right now with a huge amount of downloads, I'm getting worried about the hosting, so everything is welcome. You can, of course, also help me out by buying something from the Neat Little Mac Apps online store. Now, I know I was a tidbit negative about that store. I didn't really like the quality. I had a black t-shirt I had bought for myself, of course, to check. The black t-shirt with the Neat Little Mac Apps logo on the front. And I found all those kind of white little thingies in it. And my wife has washed it And it came out really nice. Well, perhaps it's normal and you have to wash them once just to get a good result. I know the mugs are great. So check it out. You can find that also on the site. Just click the link, of course, in the artwork window. That will take you directly to that page. I mustn't forget to credit the music, and as always, it's provided by the British band Dark Horse. Track name is Starting Over, instrumental version, and you can find out more about them at music.podshow.com. That's it for this episode of the Neat Little Macapps podcast. I hope you liked it. Hello to all the new iTunes listeners out there, and don't forget, love the apps. Bye.